Forces for Freedom and Change, these political forces, are mobilizing their supporters from across the country, plus the resistance committee who are actually representing them within the residential areas, to come out on Saturday in a mass protest against the act that was done by Al-Burhan.
So, Michael, in terms of the protest on Saturday, what sort of preparation are you seeing for the military?
Last evening, we have witnessed a lot of military pickups full of security, talk of Sudan Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces with their full ammunition arriving into Khartoum town. Some were arriving from the southern part through Jebel Awliya, some came through Omdurman, some also came through eastern Sudan. There are also more checkpoints that have been established along the way as you advance towards downtown. And the downtown has even become very restricted of movement because there are no much happening within the downtown because the ministries are closed and all the government installations are shut down since the declaration of the state of emergency.
When we spoke on Thursday morning, you indicated that perhaps the airport in Khartoum was probably going to be reopened. Mm. Has that happened?
Yes. Yesterday morning, flights have resumed from and into Khartoum Airport. I spoke with one of the passengers who was actually delayed flight going to Qatar. He was actually telling me the airport is full of passengers, those who are coming, those who are planning to go into different directions. So, yes, I can confirm the Khartoum International Airport has been reopened and the flights are coming in and going out, but it is not in its regular capacity of the numbers of flights.
So you said that the military leader has taken some actions regarding Sudanese ambassadors. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Al-Burhan actually issued an order relieving six Sudanese ambassadors, the one of the United States, the one in France, the one to European Union, and the one in Geneva, and the other one in China, and the other one, Qatar, in Gulf countries here. So he has relieved six ambassadors, and some of the reason attributed to this relief is because some of these ambassadors actually came out clearly condemning the act that was taken by Al-Burhan, and they consider this to be a military takeover and all. So they actually condemn it as they take side with the FFC, which is the political forces. So, and the decree says they should be relieved immediately. There are no replacements being made yet, but maybe within the coming days we might see if some of them are going to be replaced with new ones.
Michael, thank you so much. It's always very nice to talk with you.
You're welcome.